Specialty Crop News, brought to you by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almondboard.com. Bob Curtis, the Associate Director of Agricultural Affairs for the Almond Board of California, tells us about the importance of harvest sampling.
This is often overlooked by growing operations, and it's a very good readout for growers and certainly their pest management people to understand what's really going on. And when we're talking about harvest sample, we're talking about actually collecting a sample as they drop to the floor before they're swept. And basically, you can grab that, put it in the refrigerator, freezer, and analyze it at some point when harvest slows down.
Curtis says it's important to get a representative sample, taking nuts from several areas of the orchard.
Representative sample per orchard might be in the neighborhood of 300 to 500 nuts. And the value of this is it really gives you a great readout as to what's going on in your orchard, because at the handler level, you're going to get a category of insect damage, but it doesn't really necessarily line up exactly what type of damage you're experiencing. And it may be that your pest management programs are not necessarily targeting the appropriate insect pest. The other thing to bear in mind is that obviously during shelling, pulling and shelling at the huller, this product that has been fed on is lighter and can be blown out. So again, what you get from the handler isn't necessarily a true readout of what you're experiencing.
Curtis tells us there are some very good resources for identifying pest problems, including the UC-IPM website and the Almond Doctor blog by David Dahl. We have links to both on our website. I'm Sabrina Hill for California's Real Farm Radio, agnetwest.com.